If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this 15th of December, 1974, we greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be glad to know that December thus far is a record month here at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, for example, 511 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school. And then our worship service crowds were amazing. We're just praising God for the wonderful blessings that He's bestowing upon us during the days of December. And we'd like to have you share these blessings with us. Today, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. The theme of our Sunday school for this year is this: with God, nothing shall be impossible. And you know, we believe just that. We believe that God is able to do far above anything that we could ask or think. We are trusting Him in these dark and gloomy days in which we live to supply all of our needs. Our golden text for Worth Baptist Church this year is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We claimed that verse in the beginning of this year, and week by week, and day by day, God has met every need of our Sunday school and of our church. Not only that, but He's enabled us to send more money to missions to carry the gospel around the world. We are currently helping to support more than 65 missionary families, and we praise God for the opportunity that is ours to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. We believe the stronger a church is at home, the stronger it can be around the world. So we invite you to come and learn more about God's Word in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. Today we honor our children on Children's Day. In the evening worship hour, we will have a special musical program presented by our graded choirs under the direction of Mrs. Sherry DeBoer. We believe this musical presentation would be a real blessing to you. That's in the Sunday evening worship hour at 7 this evening. And then next Sunday is Family Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Not only is it Family Day, but it's our traditional Christmas Sunday. And we're looking forward to gathering our families together. I can think of no better season and no better time and no better hour to gather your family together for worship than on Christmas Sunday. So on this Family Day, 1 week from today, Sunday, December 22nd, we invite you to come and bring the whole family. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. The approach at Worth Baptist Church is the family approach. We are reaching out into the Metroplex to win families to Christ. And we invite you to come and share in a worship service that is a family affair every Sunday here at Worth Baptist Church, but especially next Lord's Day, 1 week from today, when it's Family Day at Worth Baptist Church. Come and bring the family. We'd be happy to have you to come today. Bring all of your family, because we have a place for each one of them in our graded Sunday school. So I trust that today you'll put Christ and the church and the Bible and God and spiritual things first in your life. I'm sure that you would agree with me that more than ever before, America needs God. America needs a revival. America needs a spiritual revolution, a turning to God in these dark and difficult and dismal days in which we live. With all of the economic problems, the social problems, religious problems, educational problems, governmental problems, with all of these problems that face Americans, surely as never before, we must realize that our only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking forward to the hour when the Lord Jesus will return and take us out of this mad, materialistic, and mixed up world. But until He does, we invite you to share with us and to serve with faithfulness and dedication, being a bright light for Christ in a dark world. Let's pray for revival. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for the members of Congress. Let's pray for our entire nation, that God will intervene in the affairs of this country and bring us to our knees and bring us to the time of revival before it's too late. I'm of this persuasion that unless America turns to God, unless America experiences a real revival, the judgment hand of God weighs heavily upon us. So pray today that God will bring revival to America in these days of opportunity. Again, let me say to you, individually and personally, we would like to have you come today and share with us in the blessings of God here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Recently, we have purchased 14 acres of ground that adjoin the property of the Fort Worth State School, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on campus or adjoining Campus Drive. So we would be happy to have you pray with us that soon we'll be able to move in that direction. But at the present time, here at 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come today. Bring the family, and let's have a great time together as we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness on His day, in His house, this Sunday. In the meantime, we would like to hear from you by mail. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. Let us know that you hear this broadcast and that it's a blessing to your heart and to your life. Our mailing address, once again, is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Last Great Prayer Meeting on Earth. I shall read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 6, beginning at verse 12. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today that Thou hast spared our lives and given us this privilege of voicing the gospel and telling out the good news of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that across the Metroplex and all around the city of Fort Worth, where this broadcast reaches, and into the outlying areas, we pray that the Holy Spirit would take the message, stir the hearts of the listeners, save those who are lost, reclaim those who have backslidden, encourage those who are discouraged, lift up the fallen, bring revival to our nation and to our city and to our church and to our lives, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 6, I read at verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? No man with a rational mind can read this passage of Scripture without having second thoughts about eternity. My friend, eternity stares you in the face. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is nigh, and after that, there will be no opportunity for you to call on God. There will be no opportunity for you to be saved. What we have read in this text is only the beginning of the greatest period of human suffering the world has ever known. It is beyond human description. It defies human imagination. Human language is inadequate to tell of its horrors. No poet could ever make it rhyme. No artist could capture it on canvas. And no dramatist could ever stage this terrible, horrible, awful hour that we know of as the Great Tribulation Period. It is called in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, the time of Jacob's trouble. Jesus refers to it as the tribulation, the great. It will be characterized by the helpless cries of millions of doomed souls all over the earth. Thus I have entitled my message today, The Last Great Prayer Meeting on Earth. There are several questions to be asked about this prayer meeting, and I trust by the help of the Lord to answer them for you. First of all, we ask the question, when will this great prayer meeting take place? It will take place during the tribulation period. It will take place after the church has been raptured. That is, after the church has been taken out of the world and into the presence of God at the close of chapter 3 in the book of the Revelation and before chapter 4 opens. There is the time of the rapture when our Lord Jesus Christ will come and like a great magnet will draw his people unto himself. This awesome period of suffering that we have described in the Revelation will take place then in the midst of the day of God's wrath. The day in which we live now is known as the day of grace. It is a day of opportunity. It is a day of salvation. But my friend, there's coming a day when there will be no opportunity. There will be no expression of grace. There will be no program of salvation. That will be a day of horror, a day of bloodshed, a day of war, a day of famine, a day of carnage, a day of gloom, a day of confusion and chaos, a day of consternation, a day of fear and frustration, the day of the Lord, the day of God, the day of Jehovah's wrath, beginning, we believe, with the tribulation immediately after the rapture of God's people and ending with the purging of the earth by fire. What an awesome day that's going to be. And in the midst of that day, earth will experience its last greatest prayer meeting. But my friend, in that day, it will be too late to pray. A second question that we want to ask in connection with this great prayer meeting that's to be held in the day of God's wrath, the tribulation period, is this. Why will men pray such a prayer? Why would men call for the rocks and for the mountains to fall on them? Well, the answer is this. Because there will be one of the greatest earthquakes the world has ever known. In 1906 in San Francisco, an earthquake claimed 452 lives. In the year 1556 in China, there were 830,000 people killed by an earthquake. And in 1887 in India, an earthquake happened that was felt 900 miles away, and they never stopped counting their dead. The known dead were never tabulated. So, my friend, there have been great earthquakes in time past. But none of these can compare with the earthquake in my text. So men will pray for the rocks and mountains to hide them from the face of God and from the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who is at the right hand of the Father. Another reason that men will pray such a prayer as this is because peace will be taken from the earth. Famine will be worldwide. John tells us in the Revelation that a man will pay a day's wage for a quart of wheat. We can see signs of such a famine as that today, when more than 15,000 people starve to death somewhere in the world every day. The stars will fall from their sockets. The Bible says the sun will be darkened and the moon shall be turned to blood. Then, my friend, listen to this. John tells us that hailstones weighing 96 pounds apiece will fall upon the earth. One-third of all the sea will be turned to blood. One-third of all sea life will perish. And one-third of all the commerce upon the high seas will be destroyed. One-third of all the water supply will become bitter. And John tells us that locusts with heads like horses, teeth like lions, and tails like scorpions will torment men day and night. The mark of the beast will be placed on every man. And the things that are happening in our world today, the numbering system, all point to this awesome hour when every man must receive the mark of the beast, without which he cannot buy nor sell, which means without which he cannot live. Then, my friend, the Bible tells us that in that awesome hour, in that terrible day, that men will be scorched by the intense heat of the sun. And men will seek death, but the Bible declares that death will flee from them. In other words, men will want to die. They will cry to die. They will pray to die. They will hope to die, but they cannot die because God has ordained that day for the intense suffering upon the earth of all those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ and spurn His mercies and turn a deaf ear to God's call of mercy in this hour. Yes, there are many reasons why men would pray such a prayer as this, that the mountains would fall upon them and hide them from God. Then there's a third question. Who will be in this great prayer meeting? Verse 15 tells us that all men, and John lists seven categories, seven classifications of men in verse 15. And to me, that suggests that covers all men from all walks of life. So all men will be in this prayer meeting who have rejected Christ, who are on the earth during the tribulation period, and they will be in such a state of suffering and pain and agony and anguish and fear that they will cry out to the rocks and mountains to fall on them. That's what that prayer is going to be. And that prayer will be directed to the rocks and mountains. You'd think that men would call on God. But my friend, judgment does not cause men to call on God. They're calling on the world of nature. And their prayer directed to nature, the rocks and mountains will go unheard. That's my final question. Will their prayer be answered? And the answer is emphatically no. It will be too late to pray. It will be too late to ask for mercy. It will be too late to seek refuge in that day. The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." My friend, there's coming an hour when God will turn a deaf ear to your cry. It will be too late for you to call for the preacher. It'll be too late for you to try to go to church then. It'll be too late for you to try to read the Bible then. Because, my friend, the day of grace, the day of opportunity, the day of salvation will have passed at that point. And there will be no mercy. And there will be no grace. The Bible declares today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Now is the accepted time. You're ever going to be saved, my friend. Today is the day for you to be saved. If you're ever going to start to church, today is the day for you to start. If you're ever going to bring your family to Christ, today is the day to do it. If you ever intend to make a change in your life, if you ever intend to discover the happiness and the joy and the peace of knowing Christ as your Savior, today is the day for you to do that. And you can do it simply by calling upon His name. For the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have this footnote, then I shall be through. When all of this happens, when all of this period of intense suffering is experienced by those on the earth, God's people will be safe at home in heaven. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My friend, you best call on the Rock of Ages today. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin a double cure, and save from wrath, and make me pure. You can come today by your simple childlike faith and trust the Lord Jesus, and find in Him the answer to your questions, the solution to your problems. You can find in Him a Master, a Lord, a Savior, one who can make things right in your life if you'll give Him a chance this moment. Right by your radio, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop this moment. Bow your head. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I trust that you'll do it even in this moment. May I say again as we leave this broadcast, it would be our joy to have you come and share the good things of the Lord with us today at Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.